The Spurs of the Moment. Thank you to the Spurs of the Moment for being here with us. Thanks to all of our guests. Brad Yoder, look for him tonight. That's...
I want to thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
The Spurs of the Moment. Thank you to the Spurs of the Moment for being here with us. Thanks to all of our guests. Brad Yoder, look for him tonight at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh at 7:30 with Chris Matthews. Ann McLaughlin from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Check out the Ralph Munn Creative Writing Contest and Teen Media Awards. Also our students from Pittsburgh Perry and from Youth Chamber Connection. Chad Green, our technical director. Ella Storm, our technical associate, mixing today's program. Our guests are booked by Ty Chorosky. Dana Beringer is our director of operations. From Pittsburgh Perry and from Youth Chamber Connection. Chad Green, our technical director. Ella Storm, our technical associate, mixing today's program. Our guests are booked by Ty Chorosky. Dana Beringer is our director of operations. Joseph Kukula, Youth Media Center manager, staffed by Grace Anderson, Alexa Bosick, and Ben Rutkowski. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger manages me. We'll meet you again next week, right here, for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
We're listening to Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Thank you so large there, Eric O'Brien, just jumping in there. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 o'clock. We were playing that song about the blueberry wine earlier, the Spurs of the Moment were on the Saturday Light Brigade. I was hoping maybe they'd break into something by War. But they didn't. Ah, well. So bring it to you now.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. myself, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time. Feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass. To her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take a wine.
That's the sound of war. We're sending that out to the Spurs of the moment here on Radio 9, WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio with McKeesport. How are ya? Bump, bump, let me hear that band. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your soul to swing, your come loudly crash, the Chet Pinsky Group Workology, Jay Thurber at 12:06. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. Right up until the 3 o'clock hour, the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies today with a high of 76. So we'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes.
And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Thurber!
Come on now, get a smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh.
Degrees right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Here's Joni Mitchell.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves.
Tonight.
Joni Mitchell on Radio 9, and now a little folk music for you. Bobby Darin style.
In a cavern down by a canyon, excavating for a mine, there lived a miner from North Carolina and his daughter, chubby Clementine. Now every morning, yeah, just about dawning, when the sun began to shine, you knew she would rouse up, wake all of them cows up, and walk them down to her daddy's mine. I took the footbridge, we crossed the water, though she weighed 299. The old bridge trembled and disassembled. Whoops! Dumped her in to the foamy brine. Hey, crack like thunder. Ho, ho, you know she went under. Ho, ho, blowing bubbles up down the line. Hey, I'm no swimmer, but were she slimmer, I might have saved that Clementine. Oh, she broke the record way underwater. I thought that she was doing fine. I wasn't nervous not until the service that they held for Clementine. With your harpoon and your trusty line, if she shows now, yeah, there she blows now, it just may be Chunky Clementine. One more time. Oh, my darling, 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 sweet Clementine.
Baby's arms again. Sail across the stars and do a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, I mean this soon. Hey! Working my kisses and it's broken before my very eyes. I know the sight of you can generate a million sighs. I'm all set for detonation. Baby, don't you know? 3, 2, 1, 0, here I go. Sailing across the stars and do a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, I'll be there soon. Kisses that explode before my very eyes. I know the sight of you can generate a million stars. I'm all set for detonation. Baby, don't you know? 3, 2, 1, 0, here I go. Sailing across the stars onto a silvery moon. If you wanna do the better, like I'll be there soon. Love in a package labeled dynamite. loving baby's arms again. Sailing across the thousand to a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, I'll be there soon.
Just...
Before we go, I would like to say that all the way from England came along with me a gentleman who has been waving his arms very well here. Thank you very much, Mr. Norrie Paramore.
That's about enough out of that. Off of the Cliff in Japan album from 1968, that, of course, was Cliff Richard here on Radio 9. These are the times.
As we stroll we
from 62, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon with the Teen Queen of the Week here on Radio 9.
Hey, Thurber! Does it by request?
Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Candy and the Kisses. Send it out on this Mother's Day weekend. His dear departed mom. Saying we play him on the Big 900. Your weather's coming up next. Stay tuned. Kiss is going out by request here on Radio 9. At 12:23, Chime Time, new music from the Marias coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check the full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, as Uncle Dougie used to say, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. Just looking to see here what we have here in the public service announcement book. The Big Book O, public service announcements. A couple of things coming up. Summer is in full swing in the Mon Valley. There is a jam-packed calendar for you to get ready for bike riding season. The McKeesport Area Shared Ministry of the... Oh, that's already happening. They had a bike blessing this morning. I'm sorry, we missed that. All bikes welcome. The event is followed by a bake sale and breakfast. However, we can tell you that next Saturday... The AIU McKeesport Family Center, the McKeesport Healthy Partnership, and the City of McKeesport will host a literacy lunch with Bluey. That is next Saturday, May 17th. Attendants will enjoy stories and music, and snacks will be available. Every child will receive a free book to take home. To register, call the McKeesport Family Center at 412-672-6970. The event will take place from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. May 17th at 1635 Arboretum Drive in McKeesport. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, you can email jthurbershow@gmail.com or radio-calendar@wrct.org. And we will do our best, to get it said for Greater Pittsburgh. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza sells pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And when you do, ask them about this line, Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza. Because what did we think they were going to offer? Root beer floats? Spack Brothers Pizza offers tire changes.
Everybody talks about the weather.
Tax preparation.
Is it going to be cold or hot?
And roof repairs.
And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable.
Yes, come down to Spack Brothers Pizza.
Whether you believe it or not.
Or a colonoscopy. And a hoagie. No, that doesn't make any sense at all. Spack Brothers Pizza sells pizza. Well, what? Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 76. Clear overnight with a low of 47. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 80. Monday, a chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high of 79. Tuesday, showers likely mostly cloudy with a high near 73. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Partly sunny otherwise and warmer with a high near 80 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 63 in Washington County. It's 68 in Beaver County. 63 in Butler. Also 63 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 67 degrees with new music from the Marias. New music from the Marias. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:31. Here's Frankie Lyman. The oldies come to play on FM radio every Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. 412-385-7450. Here's Henry Lumpkin.
right, Baldy. Shut your cake off.
The Honeycombs on Radio 9. This is Hank Jacobs. Get out on the floor and shake your hips. Radio 9. Speaking of rice,
what's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Bruce called 412-385-7450. Bruce has just been ordained in the Universal Life Church and will be officiating a wedding this weekend. And he wanted to hear some Jefferson Airplane. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
James, Jesse James, James Dean, Dean Jones, January Jones, and Pecker the Wonder Bird in our double feature, Laverne and Shirley Get a Cramp, and King Kong Fertilizes Kansas. We'll be right back, friends.
This computer is not playing the music that it's supposed to be playing. It's like skipping songs. Some of these songs probably should be skipped, but, Well, this is very interesting. Like, if I put this song in there and it doesn't play that, it plays something else. And then I put this song in there and it plays a promo for the Kristen and Amber show. And we're going to try this. Little Dale Hawkins sneaking up on us in the background. Give the computer a swift kick.
talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Jay Thurber!
After these messages.
Hey, new guy, Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's not just that Leo is an American. He was born in Chicago. Yeah! This means officially I can no longer imitate the Pope using an Italian accent. From now on, the Pope's going to sound like this. Hey there, it's your buddy Leo. The deep dish papa. Just talk to God, and not even he can help the White Sox. Sorry. First order of business, I'll be canonizing Michael Jordan. Now, let's end by saying, da, prayers.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. You get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican right. Get in line in that processional, step into that small confessional. There the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees. Fiddle with your rosaries. Bow your head with great respect and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican.
Here on Radio 9 at 12:54, much more music time. Well, news for you at 1 o'clock. That song was originally written for the U.S. TV show That Was the Week That Was, and they wanted so much cut out of it, the censors did, that Tom Lehrer decided, well, never mind, I'll just record it for my records. It was so controversial on the records that when he would perform that in nightclubs, sometimes people would get up and walk out. One time, he was performing that in a nightclub, and Ricardo Montalban was in the audience. And according to one of the bouncers at the Hungry Eye, Montalban got up. Imagine Ricardo Montalban, Mr. Rourke, Khan from Star Trek, coming up and said, I will die for my religion. And Tom Lehrer said, that's great, but will you fight for your religion?
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Nothing like getting a punch in the nose from the guy who said, reach Corinthian leather. Pirates beat the Braves last night 3-2. It's Bucks and Braves again today at 4:05. Elsewhere in the major leagues, Tigers over the Rangers 2-1. Cardinals blanked the Nationals 10-0. Brewers lost to the Rays 4-3, and it was the Cleveland Guardians over the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 6-0. Sohei Ohtani added to his growing legend on Friday night. He blasted a 3-run homer to cap a 6-run ninth inning as the Dodgers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 14-11. Jason Dominguez delivered for the New York Yankees in a big way on Friday night. He became the youngest player in the history of the franchise to hit 3 home runs in a single game. Dominguez capped his memorable night with a grand slam in the 8th inning of a 10-2 win that passes Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio in the record books. In the NHL Eastern Conference semifinals, Brad Marchand scored on a deflected shot in overtime, and the Carolina Panthers beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-4 on Friday night. That cuts their deficit in the Eastern Conference semifinal series to 2-1. In the West, Connor Hellebuyck made 21 saves as the Winnipeg Jets beat the Dallas Stars 4-0 on Friday night in Game 2 to tie their second-round series. And one more? Okay, just one more, since you asked really, really politely. In the NBA Western Conference semifinals, the Denver Nuggets won Game 3 on Friday night. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 113-104 in overtime.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 76. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 80. Monday, chance of showers, partly sunny, high of 79. Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high 73. And then on Wednesday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 80. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it is 63 in Washington County. It is 63 also in Butler, 68 now in Beaver County, 63 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 67 at WRCT. Amel and the Sniffers are going to take us to news time. and the new album is called Cartoon Darkness. That's Amel and the Sniffers, and that's new music. They're on tour right now, actually. They are in Cleveland next week at the Agora Theater. Then they'll be in New York City, Philly, and Boston. Not coming to Pittsburgh, but you could boogie down to Silver Spring, Maryland on May 19th and see them. AmelandTheSniffers.com. I'm Jay Thurber, JayThurberShow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKaysport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Jagruti Dave. Donald Trump has indicated he might reduce tariffs on China in comments made before the two sides embark on crucial trade talks in Switzerland this weekend. President Trump's latest remarks could signal a willingness to de-escalate. He wrote on social media that he thinks 80% tariffs on China seems right. It's a step down from 145%, but it's still a high figure. Ross Cullen has more on what's at stake in Geneva this weekend.
The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and the Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng are meeting in the Swiss city of Geneva. The Trump administration has so far imposed import taxes of up to 145% on China, and Beijing introduced tariffs of 125% on Washington, and the trade war is disrupting the global economy. Ahead of the talks, Scott Bessent said, quote, "I look forward to productive talks as we work towards rebalancing the international economic system towards better serving the interests of the United States."
The US and Israel have reportedly discussed a plan for Washington to take control of the Gaza Strip and lead a post-conflict administration indefinitely. According to Reuters, which has spoken to officials who are aware of the plan, Hamas and the Palestinian Authority would not be part of the leadership team. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
High-level consultations have reportedly taken place, with the possibility of creating a transitional government headed up by the United States. Reuters reports that this would last until Gaza is demilitarized and stabilized, and we're told that Hamas and the Palestinian Authority would not be part of this administration. The US would then be looking for an alternative Palestinian-led administration to take over, but there is no timeline on how long the US would remain in charge.
The New York Times says the Trump administration is close to relocating a first group of white South Africans to the U.S., even as virtually all other refugee programs grind to a halt. Trump has criticized a new South African law that allows for the seizure of private land, which is largely owned by the white minority, as an assault on their rights. Supporters of the law say it's a way to unwind the vestiges of apartheid when land was forcibly taken from black South Africans. Tony Waterman has more.
One of Donald Trump's first acts as president was to halt refugee relocation programs, but he made a small carve-out for white South Africans, known as Afrikaners, who he says face racial persecution. According to the New York Times, the first group of resettlers will be greeted at the Washington Dulles Airport by Trump officials as early as next week. It's unclear how big the first group will be, but according to the Times, the U.S. government had identified 100 Afrikaners who potentially could be approved, with a large focus on farmers.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
The Dick Cavett Show. With special guest star,
Jay Thurber.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jay Thurber.
Thank you.
not around, she still can hear him say. She hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl,
fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
girl. My life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Is the same.
Brandy, you're a fine girl,
fine
what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine."
This portion of the program sponsored by Ernest and Julio Gallo. I'm Jay Thurber, 107, much more music time. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon here with me. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking requests at Jay Thurber Show. Now until 3 o'clock, here are the Doobie Brothers.